Child's Pond, a small, deep kettle hole lake in East Thetford, is the beneficiary of a block of ice that separated thousands of years ago from the retreating glacier. Like a prehistoric ice house, the block sat buried in a depression insulated by outwashed sediment, slowly melting. Eventually, the hole filled with water to become Child's Pond, close enough to throw a baseball into the Connecticut River, but in terms of hydrology, proximity is irrelevant. The pond and the river are not on speaking terms. They don't communicate. A typical kettle hole, Child's Pond is replenished by groundwater and surface runoff and by occasional seepage from nearby Conan Swamp. It has no outlet to the Connecticut River, no direct route for fish to reach it. Mud-grubbing bullheads, whose gummy eggs stick to the feathers and legs of wading birds and waterfowl, are the only native fish in Child's Pond. And because bullheads mostly avoid open water, from an ecological perspective, for the past 10,000 years, Child's Pond has functioned as an inherently fishless lake, which has been pivotal to the evolution of its unique food web. Mark McPeak, a biologist at Dartmouth College, says the absence of predatory fish in Child's Pond favored a singular suite of invertebrates where dragonfly nymphs were top predators. Here, aquatic nymphs grow larger and more animated than similar species from nearby Post Pond, which supports hungry, visually oriented fish. In Child's Pond, whenever a damselfly nymph encounters a dragonfly nymph, it bolts, dragonfly in hot pursuit. Conversely, nymphs from Post Pond freeze whenever danger approaches. In other words, over deep time, the presence or absence of fish shaped the behavior of aquatic invertebrates, which is why Child's Pond became a masterpiece of aquatic evolution. To add fish would be like colorizing an Ansel Adams photograph or cleaning up Jackson Pollock's drips. But that's what happened. When unbeknownst to McPeak, or Vermont Fish and Wildlife, someone dumped a bucket of bass in Child's Pond, largemouth bass, voracious, relentless, invasive. What was once an aquatic gem has been ecologically changed, degraded, its originality gone forever.